Hello, friends. Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast with Brother Scott. We're thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
And thank you very much, Dr. Dalton. Welcome back to the Truth to You Podcast. This is our Friday edition, and it's December the 10th. So we are inching ever closer to December 25th. I know there's a lot of teenagers who are excited about Christmas that is coming and equally excited about the time off that they will get for vacation. And nothing like being able to congregate around some food and some giving of gifts with families, remembering the Savior's birth. Special time of the year, a highlight for me for sure. And coming up this Sunday, if you're not already aware, we will be having a special cantata at our church. This is a Christmas musical that'll be taking place at 5:30 this coming Sunday evening. I'd like to welcome everybody out for it. A number of people involved in this. Some of our teenagers are as well. And we've got practice tomorrow. I've got a cantata practice. A lot of neat things going on this time of year. A lot of opportunities to serve other people. And an opportunity for us to be reminded about the wonderful reality of the Savior coming to earth, born in a manger. And of course, as we know, he was born to die for us. Hey, let's go ahead and get to our memory verse. We are memorizing Psalm 143 in verse 10. And we started this just yesterday, and we're going to continue it on for the next few days here. But let's memorize this, work on this together. Psalm 143 in verse 10, "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." You know, if I could just say this, you know, sometimes we have to be taught to do the will of God. Our bent as human beings and as people who still have to battle a flesh every day is towards fleshly things. That's our natural bend. The old man is a temptation, a reality that we have to face every single day. But at the same hand, the Lord's given us the ability to live in victory through the power of His Spirit, and in learning to do the Lord's will, we can then execute on that. So let's ask the Lord today, "Lord, teach me to do Thy will, for Thou art my God. Thy Spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." Love that verse, Psalm 143 and verse 10. Let's see if we can't get that completely memorized by this time next week. Okay, we're in Matthew chapter 15, about halfway through the book of Matthew now. And as we get going in this chapter, I'm going to go ahead and read a portion of verse 3. The Bible says this, "Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?" Matthew 15 and verse 3. So if we could just for a second take note of what's happening. In chapter 14, Jesus and his disciples are confronted by the Pharisees for not following after a tradition of washing their hands before they had bread. And Jesus, of course, saw through their challenging words and decided to deal with the heart of the issue, which was the fact that the Pharisees made more of their traditions than they did of God's commands. Now you say, well, how did they do that? Well, let's talk about it for a second. In verse 4 through 7, Jesus reveals a particular sin that was common in their day and age of the Pharisees. And according to him, instead of offering assistance to their aging parents later on in life, they would keep back all their resources and claim that they had been dedicated to the temple and God. So you can kind of see here what's happening. And there was a term associated with it. We actually see it in another of the Gospels. And the Pharisees would say that my resources, my stuff, the stuff that I own is Corban. That was the term there. And the idea was that, well, I can't give to anybody else, much less my parents, because really all that I have is, well, I've dedicated it to the temple, and so it's God's. And so they were using this as an excuse as to even to withhold assistance from family members. I mean, can you imagine parents having a need, and maybe it's in order to get good health or get good care, these children were in a position, these Pharisees were in a position where they could help them. They had the funds, the finances, the resources to help their parents in this way, a way to give back when the parents had done so much for them. And yet these Pharisees, again, these are not people who, what you see is what you get. These are people who are actors. That's the whole idea behind the word hypocrite. And that's, of course, what Jesus called the Pharisees. They were hypocrites. They were actors. So because what you see is not what you get, there's ulterior motives taking place. And so when they say, look at anybody and say, well, look, I'd love to help you, but understand that my resources there, they've been devoted to God. And the thing with those resources were that they could claim at any moment that, yeah, I've dedicated these to the temple, but there was no binding effect to that. And there was no timing or duration, timeline in associated with it. So essentially what you'd have is, let's say somebody came to me, they need assistance, and I say, okay, you know what, I'd love to help you, but I can't, because you know what, all my resources I've given to the temple, and maybe I haven't done that yet officially, but there's no requirement there, there's no commitment there, the temple is not going to come to me and say, hey, you haven't given this stuff, there's no timeline. And so literally, this was just something that the Pharisees would say to get people off their back so that they would not help others. And this was a tradition that had sort of worked its way into the way the Pharisees had done things. But Jesus is saying, look, you care more about keeping this tradition that you've made up more so than following God and doing the right thing, which would be to, hey, help people and honor your parents, certainly. So let's not make the mistake the Pharisees made here and honor tradition, whatever that may be, a desire that we have, something we like doing. It could be a recreation of some type that we place above that of which God has asked us to do and where we ought to be. And let's not make that mistake, as the Pharisees did, who cared more about a tradition, something that they enjoyed doing, than simply following the simple underlying standard, which was, hey, do the right thing, all right? Be willing to help people. Be willing to honor your parents in this way. And so let's look to our own lives, teenagers. Let's look to our own lives and ask that question, how perhaps am I doing this? Is there a way in which I'm not being completely honest, but maybe am putting on a facade, or I'm acting in some way, and there's an underlying motive that is not right? Let's confess that to the Lord. He would have us do that this very minute. Okay, before we go, I want to mention teenager of the day, and it is Catherine. And take some time to pray for Catherine, and I know that she would appreciate that. Listen, we appreciate you being here with us. We'll catch up with you next time. Take care.
If you enjoy the episode, feel free to hit the subscribe button or even share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.